Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reaching out to you all from the Empire State itself, New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about Pentecost. Why? Because this podcast episode is going up the day after Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit is the one, I believe, that really got me back into the church and woke me up to myself. Now, I know that term woke is a little bit of a political, nuanced word these days, but it really was. I was blind and asleep to what was going on inside of myself, and the Spirit woke me up. Now, what do I mean? Now, when I was in college, the Holy Spirit came to me in 2004 asking me to go back to church, and He turned my external eye that was so used to utilizing ways of manipulation in order to cultivate the best public persona for myself. And that external eye turned internal, and I got to see the gnawing nothingness that was slowly eating away at me. The Holy Spirit has always been a very important person to me. He woke me up again to myself when I was in the novitiate, asking me to learn more about Him and inviting me into His presence. And just recently on one of my YouTube videos, I talked about that great passage in John 16 where we hear about one of the tasks, one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is the conviction of sin. And why is that so important? Because the Spirit brings us freedom. The Spirit makes us free. There's the sacramental freedom, yes, where there's the forgiveness of sins. We hear about it in John 20. As a priest, I get to offer that sacrament to people. But there's also other aspects of freedom too. And I don't mean freedom in the way we understand like license, where we can just do what we want, but freedom in the sense that we can grow into the fullness of who we are meant to be. We can grow into the fullness of our being. And one of the great things about the Spirit in John 3:8, we hear about the Spirit coming as He wills and goes where He wills. And there's this image of the wind. And one of the things we have to remember about our sins are like anchors that hold us down, that keep us stuck in place. So there's no moving and life becomes sterile and dead. That's why the Spirit is seen as a life-giving wind that moves us around, that pushes us forward, that drives us out into the world so we can bring people to Jesus Christ, so they can know the salvation that He offers. That's why the first works of the apostles after the coming of the Holy Spirit who rested upon them in the upper room was they began to go out and testify to the great works of God. It's in that passage of Acts chapter 2. And we can never forget this about the Spirit, that through this freedom that He offers us, this freedom from our sins, which was won for us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is made manifest in the working and the power of the Holy Spirit, the love between the Father and the Son poured forth upon us, is with us now. He is the air in which we breathe, just as Christ journeyed through His ministry with the Holy Spirit. We ourselves, the baptized, have our hearts transformed into the temple of the Holy Spirit. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to make a quick little podcast reminding you today that the Spirit wants to bring you into freedom. He wants you to be free so you can grow to the best son or the best daughter of God that you are called to be by the Father Himself. For the Father gazes upon you with love. And He and the Son, Jesus Christ, has shared that love with you in the Holy Spirit. He will wake you up to those barriers that keep the fullness of His presence in your life. He will convict you of sin. This isn't to tear you down, but it is to raise you up. So never grow tired of asking the Holy Spirit to open your heart, to make you free, so you may go forward like the apostles of old and bear witness to the great works of God. I know I wouldn't be who I am without the Holy Spirit. I know I would be probably torn up somewhere, you know, consumed by my sins, you know, because you can only be so, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, as insidious as I was in manipulation and stuff, that only lasts for so long before people catch on to you. People's guts really, I believe personally, become aware when they're around a person that is duplicitous. They may not be able to put words to it, but after a while, their guts will say something is going on here, you know, and the Spirit allows us to give testimony in life, from life, which He has given us, because He is the giver of life, as our Nicene Creed teaches us. So I'm just very impassioned about the presence of the Spirit in my life because of all He has done for me, even when I didn't even know about Him. For whatever reason, He came to me from where I know not. Why? I know not. He just did. And since that moment, my life has really been constantly growing in the gift of love. Have I backslided on things? You betcha. Have I needed forgiveness? You betcha. Even priests and bishops and the Pope go to confession. But the Spirit has always been there to say, freedom is yours. This love is for you. Be not afraid. Just as Christ spoke those words to the apostles in the upper room, and then He breathed on them the Holy Spirit, He brought that air of the Spirit with Him. So even His words of peace were spoken in the Spirit. So my brothers and sisters, never be afraid to leave your heart open to the Holy Spirit. Will He convict you of your sin? You betcha. But it's in order for your heart to be raised in love, not cast down in sorrow. So never forget, my brothers and sisters, that the Holy Spirit will give you this life that He offers all people if our hearts are open to Him. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Also, my brothers and sisters, if you like what I'm doing here on this podcast, please check out my other social media information. You can go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to my Catholic Stand articles. You can find my blog posts. You can find links to my YouTube channel and all these sort of things to engage with the multitude of different things I'm doing in relationship to my social media ministry. And remember, I'm thankful every day for every second that you spend with me engaging my social media ministry as I try to share the gift and the brilliance that is the Carmelite charism and spirituality. Thanks again. God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.